AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report rolling on from here at Cardinal Field. The Cardinals down 22-0 to the Portage Northern Huskies. Before we get to the scoring summary, some more updates on the WTVB scoreboard at the half. Onstead was leading Bronson 14-6. Late in the first half, up at Homer, the Trojans leading Union City 35-7.
A little surprising there, but see if Union City can come up with a couple of offensive plays, get back in that ballgame.
And thanks to our correspondent out in Quincy, Angela Newsbaum, just got a halftime score from the Quincy Concord game. Quincy leading 28-12.
Good for Quincy, back on that winning trail after a nice win a week ago up with Bronson.
Here at Cardinal Field, it's Portage Northern on top of Coldwater 22-0, and here is how they scored. Portage Northern scored with 7:25 left to play in the first quarter, a five-play, 55-yard drive, taking 2:25. The scoring play was a 40-yard touchdown pass from Blake Tarion to Darren Snow. The extra point was wide left, 6-0 Huskies. That was your score after one. In the second quarter, the Huskies scored again on a seven-play, 58-yard drive, taking up 3:45. The scoring play was a 15-yard Blake Tarion touchdown pass to Preston Simon. The extra point was good, making it 13-0 Huskies with 4:45 left in the first half. The Huskies scored again at the expense of the Coldwater Cardinals. They registered a safety on a botched snap to Coldwater's punter Colin Wark, and he winds up kicking it through the end zone for the safety. That coming with a little under a minute left to play in the first half, 15-0. Then once the Huskies got it back, they just needed 31 seconds, four plays to cover 63 yards. The scoring play was a Tarion touchdown pass to Brent Watts. The extra point was good. 22-0 Huskies, 28.5 seconds left to play in the first half, and there's your score. Coldwater with four first downs, Portage Northern with seven. Total rushing yards so far, 26 carries for 35 yards for the Cardinals. Of course, Cooper Murphy had 16 carries for 48 yards. Luke Beckhuis and five carries for 16 yards. But a lot of that was wiped out by the 33 yards or so that was given up on the botched snap and the safety at the hands of Colin Ward. So just 35 rushing yards for the Cardinals. 37 rushing yards for the Huskies on 11 carries. The Huskies, 190 yards through the air, which, again, surprised a lot of people given how prodigiously they were able to run the ball last week against Gull Lake.
I think if you told Coach Storfire that he could go into the locker room at halftime and with giving Portage Northern 37 yards on the ground, he would have taken that before this game.
In fact, offensively, you got Preston Simon, 8 carries for only 24 yards. Blake Tarion, 6 of 8 passing, 190 yards and 3 touchdowns. Darren Snow, 3 of those catches for 123 yards and a score. Brent Watts, 2 catches, 52 yards and a score. And Simon, Preston Simon, had a 15-yard touchdown catch. Again, the entirety of the Coldwater offense, Cooper Murphy, 16 carries for 48 yards. Luke Beckhuis and 5 carries for 16 yards. The Cardinals only averaging 1.3 yards per play, while the Huskies averaged 11.4. Penalties, the Huskies had 3 for 25 yards. The Cardinals weren't penalized. On third down, the Cardinals were 2 of 7. The Huskies 2 of 4. On fourth down, Coldwater 0 of 1. Huskies 1 of 1. Time of possession, the Cardinals had the edge, 14:44 for the Cards, 7:55 for the Huskies. But it's those turnovers, 3 fumbles, 1 lost by the Cardinals, just 1 fumble for the Huskies. Defensively, Luke Stempien and Chris Vandenhout each with 3 tackles, Cummings and Erridge each with 6 tackles for Portage Northern.
Well, again, the difference in this ball game has just been the passing of Blake Tarion. He has thrown the ball extremely well, hit his receivers in stride, and really lucky for the Cardinals. He hit that, Darian Snow for another pass that could have gone in for a touchdown. The Snow ended up fumbling after he did catch the ball and got a turnover there. Or the Cardinals could be down right now 28-29 nothing. But just a real shocker, I think, for the coaching staff of the Cardinals, seeing the Portage Huskies, Northern Huskies, throw the ball like they've thrown it tonight, especially with the success, because I think really we have a pretty strong backfield back there with the individuals we have, with Seltzer and Stempien and Vandenhout and Hadley. They've done a good job. They've been in good position. It's just been some excellent passes by Therrien.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. Sturgis leading Niles at the half, 28-21. Husky ball to start the second half after this. 22-0, they lead the Cardinals. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You've probably heard them say they trade for almost anything at Richards Motor Sales in Reading and Coldwater. Well, they've done a whole lot of trading this summer, and now Richards Motor Sales is overstocked with used fifth wheels and travel trailers. So now is the time to stop by and take advantage of the deals. You'll find 18 used fifth wheels and 31 used travel trailers in stock and priced to sell with great interest rates. They also have 16 used motorhomes and mini homes priced to sell, also with great interest rates. You still have plenty of time to get out and enjoy the rest of the summer weather and make time for some fall getaways. And then when spring rolls around, you'll be ready to hit the road for a whole new season. You can always expect great service after the sale at Richards Motor Sales at 749 South Main Street in Reading and 765 East Chicago Road. That's 2 miles east of Coldwater on US 12. You can also click RichardsRVSales.com. They trade for almost anything at Richards Motor Sales.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of the night. We'll name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard before the second half kickoff. Lakeshore leading Go Lake 28-0 at the half. St. Joe on top of Harper Creek 14-9 at the half. Lumen Christi leading Jackson High 28-8 in the Promise Bowl. Of course, Coldwater and Lumen Christi together again next year in the new league. I see you're thrilled about that.
Well, that's always a tough matchup. I think we've gone about 23, 24 years without beating them there.
Oh, if that's the only negative in joining this new league, I'm sure that everybody here in Coldwater will take it. Here comes the opening half kickoff from Coldwater, moving from right to left here in the third quarter, and this time the Cardinals bounce it into the end zone. How about that from Blaze Watson?
Excellent job there by Blaze.
Of course, Blaze is going to be back in action on the soccer pitch tomorrow. The rescheduled game between Coldwater and Quincy, it was originally scheduled to take place during homecoming week, but it's been moved to tomorrow afternoon at 1.
Coach Delaney off to a very good start with his soccer team this year.
How about the Cardinals getting a measure of revenge against the Marshall Redhawks, mercying them 8-0 after the Redhawks edged them to win the district last year?
I think those boys on that soccer team and their head coach were very happy with that win.
First play of the third quarter, handoff going to Preston Simon, running the sweep right side, and he gets out to about the 23-yard line before being forced out of bounds by the Cardinals.
Luke Stempien with that tackle there, force out. Good job by Luke coming up from his safety position.
Checking out a KVA score, Olivet down to Kalamazoo Christian, 13-7. Of course, there's a huge game in the KVA going on between Schoolcraft and Constantine. Schoolcraft went undefeated last season in the regular season, but it was Constantine that wound up beating Schoolcraft and making a deep playoff run.
Those two teams go at it every year over there in that...
In the KVA, before it was the St. Joe Valley, right. Preston Simon receiving the pitch and giving the Huskies a first down as he runs the toss sweep left side.
First down for the Portage Northern Huskies, and you're going to see the ball on the ground a lot for the Huskies here in the second half. Very fast-moving first half, much quicker than a week ago.
Yeah, I'm just looking down at my watch and seeing 8:20 on this Friday night. think at about this time we may have had maybe, what, a minute left in the first half in the game up at St. Joe?
Probably. But Cardinals not throwing a pass there in that first half.
That contributes a lot to it, too. On first and 10, Terrian, deep handoff. Simon, left side with a run, and another good run for Simon.
Pickup of about, looks like a long seven there. Luke Stempien up again from his safety spot. And that's never a good sign when your safety's making a lot of tackles. He must have stepped out of bounds. Nope. Is there a penalty here, Sean?
I believe so.
Yeah. I didn't even see the flag.
Well, it wound up being a hold against Portage Northern, so that's the fourth penalty against the Huskies tonight. Well, the only team that can stop the Portage Huskies, seemingly, are the Portage Northern Huskies.
Not stop them,
but at least slow them down. That brings up first and about 17. Pass play, safety valve caught at the 30-yard line.
Back up the line of scrimmage by number 44.
Tyler Cummings. The second of the featured running backs in this Portage Northern offense. Again, he was listed in the starting lineup as a tight end, but that was just a bluff by Coach Skirmerhorn and company.
That's got to be what that is. I just don't understand why you'd list them as two tight ends. And
boy, Carolyn Binder's going to have fun with that come a couple of weeks when she does the Portage Northern Portage Central game for 1660 The Fan. 3 weeks from now, I stand corrected. And second to 10, rolling back to pass, and the pass actually went through the hands of the intended receiver at the 45-yard line, Seth Learman.
Chris Vandenhout with good coverage there, number 7.
I should mention that our colleagues at 1660 The Fan are covering the Constantine Schoolcraft game tonight. They picked a heck of a game to cover.
Where's that at tonight, Sean? Is that in Constantine or Schoolcraft?
Just a second, and I will look that up. I'll get to that after this third and 10 play coming up for the Portage Northern Huskies. That game is being played at Schoolcraft tonight. Third and 10, Huskies from their 32-yard line. Terrian going back to pass. Kaka's arm now breaks out of pressure. Long throw, and it is a jump ball. Almost intercepted, but it was fortunately tipped away by Ryan Hadley at the 30-yard line of the Cardinals.
Good coverage there by Ryan. Never left his man, stayed right with us, made a nice tip at the ball, right at the ball, right as the receiver was ready to catch that.
Using all of that 6'3" of his lanky body. You see Luke Stempien and Chris Vandenhout back to receive the punt. The Huskies go 3-and-out. 9:55 left to play in the third quarter. They lead 22-0. Vandenhout catches the ball at the 35, spin move at the 40. The Huskies bring him down at about the 41-and-a-half.
Oh, good stop for the defense. Let's see if we can get that offense going in the second half. I think we're going to have to open it up a little bit, throw some passes here and there, and see if we can find some seams in that defense and we can get a couple of big gainers.
Similar to, well, actually, Portage Northern mixing it up quite well on that series, although they were forced to punt the ball away.
Yeah, they, you know, big holding penalty hurt them on that first series.
They go back to the Wildcat. The direct snap goes to, I think that was Cooper Murphy.
Yep, Cooper for a gain of maybe two.
You wanted the Cardinal offense to open things up, but they go back to the Wildcat, which didn't really net them all that much. Basically, they gained about
68 yards
before you take away the yardage that work lost on the safety. Second and 8, just a 2-yard gainer for Cooper. Again, out of the pistol, the Wildcat snap goes to Murphy. He spun and brought down at the 43.
So a loss of a yard there.
Looks like maybe he lost all 2 yards that he gained on the last play. He lost.
And Mills.
Well, they gave him a pretty generous spot. Mm-hmm. He only lost one. That's going to bring up third and nine with the Cardinals already trailing by 22.
Again, Portage Northern with a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Something they're very good at. Beck using up under center this time.
As the Cardinals switch to their full house backfield. Two halfbacks and a fullback behind Beck Husen. Rolling back to pass to the right side, and is that a catch by Cooper Murphy?
I don't think so. I think they're going to say that ball hit the ground first.
Taking a diving attempt at the catch to his right at midfield. They do rule it incomplete. Stops the clock at 8:14, and the Cardinals go 3-0.
Still wouldn't have been enough for a first down, even if Cooper would have came up with that ball.
Brent Watts and Seth Learman. I'll check that. That's not Seth Learman going back. Looks like. Is that an 80 or a 40?
Not sure.
Better snap this time to Colin Warwick, and it's a fair catch. Loose ball. Curtis fall on it at the 33.
I'm not sure if they got it. Let's see what the official calls.
We're waiting
yes,
for the call.
Yes, he does.
Luke Beckhusen recovering the loose ball after the Portage Northern Huskies ran up to it and couldn't secure the ball.
Ball's at the 33, first and 10.
Well, the Cardinals definitely got to take advantage of this break right here. Best field position they've started with all night long.
It is at the Husky 33-yard line.
Got them on their heels. Let's take advantage of it.
But they go back to the Wildcat formation. Cooper Murphy to receive a pistol snap.
Oh,
they
all
immediately
man.
Met at the 35 by a couple of Huskies.
The big boy, number 78 in there.
Austin Labus. One of the big dogs.
One of the big ones. It'll be about 6'3", 6'4", probably 270, 280.
I would have expected you to call out on the big dogs.
Oh, man, he nailed him, didn't he?
How about that Portage Northern student section cheering on Austin Labus? Austin Labus. Pretty good crowd from Portage making their way down here eventually.
Nice crowd.
3-yard loss on the play, and it's a very slow developing play as whoever received the snap, I think that was Murphy again. It was.
Murphy.
He gets back up to the 35.
And he got to meet Mr. Labus again there.
Third down.
Not having a whole lot of luck with that young man. We're going to see him probably at the next level next year, depending on where he goes to school.
Under 7 minutes left to play in the third quarter. The Huskies leading 22-0 on their way to perhaps pitching a second consecutive shutout. On third and 11 again, the Wildcat pistol snap goes to Cooper Murphy. He doesn't find anything on the right side of the line.
Yeah, about 10 yards outside of Blazes. Kicking a field goal. Blaze hoping to get a shot at it, but at this point, Coach Scorefire is going to try and go for the first down here. Fourth and 10, long 10.
Luke Beckhusen will be under center, full house backfield behind him. Expect a passing play out of this. The Portage Northern fans telling the Cardinal crazies, we can't hear you. Luke Beckhusen in trouble, and he's ankle tackled at the 35.
64 that time on the defensive side.
Tyquan Mills with the sack. The Huskies will take over first and 10 at the 36-yard line of the Huskies. Already leading 22-0. How much of the lack of success the Cardinals have had offensively has to do with the Portage Northern defense, and how much of it has to do with their running the Wildcat?
Well, I think mainly it's that defense. That defense is tough. There's no doubt about it.
Terrien receives a snap, delayed handoff, going left side of the line. That's a different guy this time. Josh Leiter gets it into Cardinal territory. Forced out of bounds at the 40.
Finish my thought on that, Sean. I think it's, you know, it's probably 70% that Northern defense, but we just haven't been real creative on the offensive side tonight. And,
I don't think the Cardinals have attempted a pass play at all. I know they didn't in the first half.
Well, we've gone back a couple times. We did attempt one pass for an incompletion, but
this is going all the way back.
Yeah, we'll hold action on Portage Northern again.
Moves the ball back to the 28-yard line, still first down.
It's incredible with these fantastic new lights here at Cardinal Field. We still have trouble trying to spot the flag that the officials throw. Well, once again, Portage Northern gets penalized, this time on a hold. It's first and 19. The ball's at their 28.
Good job there by the interior line for the Cardinals.
Not quite sure who had the handoff, but they didn't get anything. That might have been Leiter again.
Yeah, yes, it was.
.525 left to play in quarter number three, 22-0. Portage Northern on top of Coldwater.
Brings up a second and looks like about 19. Timeout.
Yeah, the Huskies call their first timeout of the second half. Will take time as well. 5:13 left in the third quarter, 22-0. Huskies on top. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
For over 20 years, Nottawa Gas Company has been a locally owned family business where your comfort is their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottawa Gas offers convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season, or sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottawa Gas in Tekonsha at 517-767-3502 or visit them online at nottawagas.com.
AM 15. 1590 FM 95.5 WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, some scores featuring teams that are going to be in the new BCS conference next year, the conference that Bronson will be going into as the remainder of the Lakeland Conference folds into the remainder of the St. Joe Valley and pick up a couple of teams from the Red Arrow. Lake Michigan Catholic leading Bridgman at the half. How about this score? 7-2.
Ooh, that's a little different.
Niles Brandywine all over Centerville, meanwhile, 35-0. Some of those other games among St. Joe Valley schools. White Pigeon is hosting Three Oaks River Valley. That River Valley won't be a part of the new conference. And Bronson hosting another team from the LCAA. This time it's the Onsted Wildcats. And the last score we had, 14-6. Vikings down at the half. Hopefully we'll get a third quarter score before long.
Well, here we go. Second down for the Huskies.
And 18 to go. Delay handoff. It's a fake handoff. Terrien rolling to the right to pass. He's got a guy deep. And a catch at the 30. And it went through. No, went through his hands.
Right through his hands, or he'd have been in for the end zone.
Seth Learman had it and never secured it.
Third down.
Blake Therrien with another very nice pass right there. Put it right in the young man's hands.
Blake Therrien, just a junior, so just imagine how good he'll be next year. Well, once the Cardinals are out of the snap.
Well, you hope that you would think the young man would improve, and nice arm strength, though.
If we didn't have to do the Coldwater Sturgis game, that matchup between the two Portage schools should be a dandy. That's coming up in 3 weeks. 5:05 left in the third quarter, 3rd and 18 for the Huskies. Terrien again out of the shotgun. Two receivers to either side. Terrien rolling back to pass. He's looking left. Now he's looking right. He's got all sorts of time. Here comes the pressure. Finds a safety valve, and the ball was almost intercepted by Brian Garrett, the intended receiver, Brent Locks.
I was stumping on the coverage there.
Hardly there. Ooh. Just got a halftime score from the Homer Union City game. The Trojans all over the Chargers, 42-7.
Brandon Houghton stepping in deep for Coldwater.
As we post our scoring updates all night long to Twitter and Facebook, you can find our social media links at WTVBAM.com along with our live stream. Fourth down, here comes a long punt. Cardinals will let it bounce, and it rolls to the Husky side a yard or two. They down it at the 38, and that's where the Cardinals will take over. The Cardinals have gotten awfully lucky defensively.
Yes, they well, a couple of big penalties here after big plays for Portage, and the score remains 22-0, and the Cardinals just need to get something going here against this tough, tough Portage defense.
On the other hand, with all those penalties, it's something for Coach Pete Skirmerhorn and his staff to work on with the team leading up to their West Division opener against Kalamazoo Central next week. Beckhue's an under center, full house backfield. Handoff, I think the handoff went to Bryant Garrett. I'm not sure because Luke Beckhuizen was running that fake pretty decently. It was a sliver of a possibility that he might have kept the ball, pulling it out.
Garrett there in the middle. Gain of maybe three?
Second down.
3 yards and almost literally a cloud of dust. So we haven't had any rain in the area for, well, since the weekend, I think. I wasn't here for Labor Day weekend. Did we get any rain last weekend here?
Not much.
And all missed the Coldwater area, evidently. Second and seven, again out of the full house backfield. Luke Beckhuizen, the sophomore quarterback, under center. To the right side of the line, that is Spencer Burns. He's close Spencer to first down yardage.
Spencer Burns with his first carry of the night for about 8-9 yards there.
It's going to be a yard short, third and one coming up.
Third and one in the Coldwater 47.
Spencer Burns, one of the two sophomores on this Cardinal varsity squad this year.
22-0 Huskies, third and one for the Cardinals at their 47. Right side of the line, that's Cooper Murphy breaking free into Husky territory down to their 46.
I believe that was Garrett. I know that. Yep, Garrett.
Cummings at the Coldwater first down.
Bryant Garrett with a first down run there. Getting the ball across the 50-yard line into the Husky territory.
3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. The Cardinals trying to put some points of their own on the scoreboard. They trail by 22 right now. 13 seconds on the play clock as Beckhuizen leads the team to the ball. He's under center, full house backfield behind him. And this is it was Bryant Garrett with the ball. Cooper Murphy running right alongside him. They both collectively move to the 41-yard line.
Tyler Cummings. Second down.
Gain of six there for Garrett. Nice pick up on first down. Brings up a second down and a long five.
It looks like we're seeing Cooper Murphy, Bryant Garrett, and Spencer Burns in the Coldwater backfield. Beckhuizen again under center. On second and about 5.5. Cooper Murphy with a seam up the middle gives the Cardinals a first down near the 32.
Just a great block from Chris Vandenhout downfield there. Springing Cooper for about another 6 yards.
Official timeout for injury as we see Preston Simon rolling around on the turf.
Just looks like he's got some cramps down there.
Well, it is the second week of the high school football season.
Yep, just a cramp in that leg as you see the trainer going out there.
Catherine Newman, the counterpart of Phil Herman for Portage Northern High School's athletic department. She's stretching out the leg of Preston Simon that stretched out.
Oh, we got two of them down out there. Got one back here just the other side of the Cardinal huddle out there in the middle of the field, and one downfield by the ball.
I see that. And that's another Husky player that's down?
Yes, it is.
Can't really see around the Cardinal huddle that's surrounded near the 45-yard line.
She's just looks like a little ankle action down there on whoever that is.
And again, Preston Simon at the same time is getting a leg stretched out. The clock has stopped right now. A minute 52 left to play in the third quarter. It is 22-0. Ooh.
25 there for
Anthony
Portage.
Talton limping off the field.
I think he limped off a little earlier, too, in that first half. Might have tweaked that ankle again.
From the WTVB scoreboard, Major League Baseball, top of the second inning. Omar Infante with an RBI single, tying the game up 1-1. The Tigers at Kansas City for a weekend series.
Don't be telling me the score, Sean. I got that on tape when I get home. Delay, so I can watch.
Well, I can now tell you that it's 2-1 Tigers Ramon Santiago just drove in Alex Avila.
You're going to ruin the rest of my evening.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Remember, they started at 8 o'clock out in the central time zone, so by the time we get done here, you should be able to see the final two or three innings live and then watch the whole game later.
Okay.
Especially so if it's a Tigers W.
Yeah, that's for sure.
From the WTVB scoreboard, as we move over to the Wolverine Conference, future home of the Sturgis Trojans, Plainwell leading Three Rivers 14-7. Back to game action here. It's a run left side to the 20, up to the 15-yard line, and another Coldwater first down for Cooper Murphy. Check that. Luke Beckhusen with a keeper.
Yeah, Luke Beckhusen. Faked that ball into the line. Nice little keeper around left end.
That's another Coldwater first down.
Real solid block there by Zach DeMeester, sprung him. Nice job there, Darian Bradley, that left tackle.
Ball's at the 14-yard line. We'll say the 13.5. Again, Beckhusen under center with a full house backfield behind him. Beckhusen. Handoff goes right side to Bryant Garrett down near the 10. So we're under a minute left to play in the third quarter.
Cardinals with a very good series here going. Still have only put the ball in the air one time tonight.
See what Beckhusen and company decide to do. Second and 7 after that 3-yard gain by Garrett. I think Garrett had the ball again trying to wrestle up the middle, but he was met by another kennel full of Huskies.
Pick up of another couple of yards there.
First hit by number 52.
Probably be the last play of this quarter.
14 seconds left to play in the third frame. They haven't even started the play clock yet.
Oops, score fire.
May want to try and get a play in before the
end
of
trying.
The quarter.
He's trying. Yeah,
he. 1 second left. They get the snap
on
off.
On a fumble. No, it was a.
Keeper! Touchdown, Coldwater, Bryant Garrett!
Actually,
that was.
A little pitch there from Beckhusen to Cooper Murphy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
A little fake to Garrett up the middle. Beckhusen kept it. Defensive end came up. He flipped it out there to Cooper, and Cooper right into the corner of the end zone. Nice play.
That was what, an 8-yard play on the pitch?
Yep.
So they get the play off, and they score at the end of the third quarter. We're awaiting the extra point from Blaze Watson. Down, up, and good. After three, it's now Coldwater 22. Portage Northern 22 and Coldwater 7. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Different people like to work out at different times, which is why it works out to belong to Anytime Fitness in Coldwater. The secure facility is open anytime, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with top-of-the-line cardio and hammer strength training equipment, as well as classes and personal training options. Plus, your membership is good at 2,000 Anytime Fitness clubs worldwide. Now is the time to get back in shape with back-to-school specials all month long at Anytime Fitness off US 12 and South Willowbrook Road in Coldwater.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who all loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a family with a broken down car on their way to practice. Get over there right away.
We're on it, Al.
What seems to be the problem? It just stopped and our credit is horrible. Don't worry, Rainbow Motor Sales will give you $1,000 for your trade, and we have guaranteed loan approval. Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater, or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Tell you what about all the fakes that the Cardinal offense was running in that series. I was certain that Brian Garrett had the ball and ran it 8 yards for the touchdown, but you saw it a little bit differently. Even through the foggy pane glass, the pitch from Beck Hughes to Cooper Murphy for 8 yards and the score. The PAT kick coming right at the end of the third quarter, so we start the fourth frame. The Cardinals moving it from left to right. The Huskies from right to left. Cardinals down 22-7 now. So much for the Husky shutout.
Yeah, that's so important now. Good kickoff.
It's a squib kick, and it is loose at the 35-yard line. They do pick it up and return it to about the 39.
Good little squib kick there by Blaze Watson. Somebody's hurt.
Brad Taylor receives the kickoff.
Someone on the Coldwater side.
Looks like
out comes Phil Herman.
Somebody holding that knee. That's not a good sign for anybody.
Just 3 seconds into the fourth quarter. The Cardinals down 22-7 as we check out the WTVB scoreboard. And another one of Coldwater's future opponents in the new league that we are now calling the Interstate 8. But I don't think they have selected a final name yet, have they?
Not that I have heard, Sean.
Well, anyway, it's Jackson Northwest leading Lansing Waverly 22-0 in the third quarter.
Wow, that's impressive.
Of course, it's Northwest, Lumen Christie, Parma Western, and Charlotte joining Coldwater, Marshall, Harper Creek, and Penfield in the new league, which will start play next year.
Be real nice to be in that league. I am looking forward to that, Sean, as not only a coach but also as a fan. A lot easier access to all those schools for us here, just off 69 and 94, roughly under an hour away.
One of the suggested names was the 694 conference.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to go over well with all the league coaches.
I think we have to be a little better with our choices than that.
Another potential name, the Old Hickory Conference, and Diane Vandenhall told me the other day that there is actually some historical precedent to that name. She didn't elaborate because we were talking about so many other things when I met with her just before the start of the school year.
That would be interesting. That one I have not heard.
I personally lobbied for the new Twin Valley.
Yeah, I would love to have seen that come back.
Oh, consider this. Six of the eight schools that are going to be in this league were members at one time or another.
Yeah. Spencer Burns with the injured player on the field, but Spencer up and walking off the field pretty much under his own power.
There is a slight limp to his gait, though. We'll see if he returns for the remaining 11:57 of this game.
Phil Herman will probably use that magic ice and a piece of tape, and he'll be back out there in a couple of minutes.
Unless it's a concussion. And what we're learning more and more about concussions is that the symptoms can show up 2 or 3 days after the initial hit. Just ask Coach Ken Delaney's son, Sean, the other day.
Ooh, got him.
Oh, what a great hit on the ball carrier for the Huskies at the 40-yard line on first and 10. Maybe got one on that.
DeMeester coming over from that left outside linebacker spot with a big hit.
That was Josh Leiter on the carry.
Dollar hot dogs.
So anyway, last week,
Sean
Delaney in the Coldwater Lakeview soccer game took a hard tackle, got up, finished out the game. It was only 2 days later that he started to feel the concussion symptoms, and he didn't play in any of the games last week. Doctors finally cleared him to play for tomorrow's Coldwater Quincy game. 3 yard gain for the Huskies, second and seven, and great job by the Cardinal defense. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. End of the third quarter. Onstead 14, Bronson 12. Late in the third quarter, the big game of the KBA between Schoolcraft and Constantine. The Eagles lead the Falcons 29-22.
Good ball game there. Cardinals with a big second down stop there.
2 yard loss on the play.
2 yard loss brings up a third and nine, and what a huge defensive stand this would be right here as Portage trying to run the clock a little bit. Hadn't thrown the ball here as much in the second half.
Two receivers on either side of the line. Terry in shotgun snap. He does take a three-step drop back. Now he decides to run with the ball. Flag is thrown as the Cardinals gang tackle him and smother him at the 44-yard line.
Got a hold there right in the middle of the line. Good call by the official.
We'll see if the Cardinals decide to decline it and force fourth down and a punting situation for the Huskies.
They declined the penalty, it looks like. And got to believe Portage Northern's going to kick this one away. The Cardinals get the ball back right around the 10-minute mark.
You don't want me to tell you the latest score of the Tigers game, do you?
We're probably behind if we have.
Well, actually, it's now a 4-1 lead for the Tigers, a two-run double by Austin Jackson. Fourth and five, a high spiral punt, fair catch at the 25-yard line by Luke Stepien.
The first
and
10, Coldwater.
Luke with a real smart move there. Get the ball back, 25-yard line.
So nice to see a lot of the old gang up here in the Cardinal Field press box. Dave Wischmeyer behind the PA microphone during the game, and of course, Coach Ken Delaney, the voice of the Cardinal marching band. We've got Joe Hayes running the scoreboard clock. I think Fred Wood is spotting for him, along with another member of our community from the Athletic Boosters Club. He's got the high power binoculars here.
Dave Rumsey. A little timeout action. Let's see what we got here.
Flag on the play. Coldwater's taking a penalty. Portage Northern will be re-kicking.
Ah! There is a penalty on the play assessed against Portage Northern on the kick, so we'll have to do the kick again. Again, it's incredible with these fantastic new lights here at Cardinal Field. We still have trouble trying to find the flag.
I didn't see that flag.
I will try the punt again. Snap, caught at the 25, a long kick. Luke Stempien will let it go. He does catch it on the bounce at the 13-yard line. He runs up to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, to the 40, to midfield. Got one guy to beat, the punter. Giovanni Afterburners, Luke. Oh, tackled at the 20-yard line by Portage Northern's Darren Snow. How about that?
Cardinals could get right back in the ball game. Luke Stepien, that ball over his head, went back, picked it up on about the 10-yard line.
We've always said that Luke Stepien had really good hands.
Picked that ball up on 10 with a 70-yard punt return. Great job by Luke. A couple of nice moves in
first
there.
First and 10, Coldwater from the Portage Northern 20-yard line.
First and 10, Coldwater from the Husky 20-yard line. Back to the Full House backfield. Luke Beck Hughes in under center. Faking the handoff, Luke Beck Hughes and keeps it, and he's going to be forced out of bounds near the 18, 17-yard line. Faked the handoff to Bryant Garrett, but he kept it himself. Stops the clock with 9:28 left to play in the fourth quarter. 22-7, Portage Northern on top. But a great opportunity for the Cardinals to capitalize on that great punt return by Luke Stempy. And the ball's in the red zone, rather. Second and 7 from the Husky 18-yard line. Cardinals break out of the huddle with 14 left on the play clock. Again, the Full House backfield. Luke Beck, he's an under center. Brian Garrett with a handoff to the 10, to the 5. Stumbles to the 3, first and goal.
Good solid run there by Bryant Garrett.
Garrett, the ball carrier, tackled by Thomas Sheffer.
Thomas Sheffer on the tackle for the Huskies. First and goal, Cardinals.
Gain of about 15 there for Bryant.
First down and goal to goal.
Another check of the WTVB scoreboard. End of the third quarter up at Harper Creek. Score didn't change from halftime. It's still the Bears 14 and Harper Creek 9. Official timeout as a Coldwater player is getting a cramp stretched out. He's lying down at the 20-yard line. Phil Herman immediately coming out, joined by Jeff Scorfar and Jamie Spray, also Mark DeMeester.
Again, just looks like cramp this evening.
Another check of the WTVB scoreboard with 33 seconds left in the third quarter. Stevensville Lakeshore 38, Gull Lake 14. The Blue Devils at least scored.
I was going to say, Gull Lake at least got on the board tonight.
Same way that the Cardinals got on the board right at the end of the third quarter to avoid Portage Northern pitching a second straight shutout. Now they're a score away from making things pretty interesting.
Cardinals going to have to make a decision, though, Sean, if they do score this touchdown. Do you go for two in this situation, or do you wait and go for two on the last touchdown we need? So.
Well, that's big Darian Bradley, who tweaked his knee in last week's game, was listed as probable getting stretched off. He'll have to come off the field for at least one play. First and goal, Coldwater from the Husky 3-yard line. Beck Hughes in under center. Beck Hughes and handoff to Garrett. Did he cross the plane of the goal? I don't think so. He may be down to the 1-yard line.
Yeah, about on the, actually looks like about the 1-foot line down there. Good hard run by Garrett inside.
Another check of the WTVB scoreboard. Sturgis leading Niles 28-27. I'm assuming this is at the end of the third quarter or beginning of the fourth.
Not sure there, Sean.
Second and goal from the 1. Beck Hughes under center, 10 on the play clock. Garrett, end zone, touchdown, Coldwater!
Coldwater worked themselves right back into this ball game.
Currently 22-13 with the extra point pending. It looks like Blaze Watson will come out and kick the point after. Which would make it an 8-point Husky lead if Blaze is successful. The score coming with 8:24 left to play in the fourth quarter. The snap, the hold. Oh, it's a bobbled snap, and the holder is brought down. The PAT kick fails. As Colin Wark, the holder, mishandled the ball. It's actually the second time that that's happened. The first time resulted in the Portage Northern safety. So with 8:24 left in the game, it's 22-13 Huskies. Back in 30, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
From Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Number 15, Brent Wise.
From the WTVB scoreboard, 15 seconds left in the third quarter. 99-yard kickoff return by Lakeshore Zach Drake, extending the Lakeshore lead over Gull Lake to 45-14. Here at Cardinal Field, a one-yard run by Bryant Garrett, completing a very opportunistic drive that was set up by a tremendous punt return by Luke Stempion. Squib kick, and the Huskies will down it at about the 26-yard line. That was Tyler Cummings smothering the ball there. But I heard you mentioning during that last break that the Cardinals now find themselves in a position where they have to get two scores to get the win.
Yeah, that was a tough one because now you can't score 9 points without scoring twice, you know. So they're either going to have to score a touchdown or two touchdowns or a touchdown to field goal or something. But
that 22-13 lead for Portage Northern right now sure looks a whole lot better than the scores that the Huskies posted on the Cardinals back in 2001 and 2002. In those instances, the Huskies scored over 40. First and 10, Portage Northern on the draw play. A stop at the 26-yard line.
Good job in there by the linebacker crew.
66, Mike Covey.
About that, the first time we heard Mike Covey's name, and we have another injury timeout. This time, Artavian Diaz-Manessis, part of that Husky offensive line. He's now sitting up. I wonder if this is another cramp on his part. Out comes the water boy for the Huskies. It's Phil Herman and his counterpart from Portage Northern High School, Catherine Newman, examining Artavian Diaz-Manessis. One of the sophomores, I think, three sophomores on the Portage Northern Husky varsity.
Just added to their lead right now. Looking to kick the extra point, but they're up right now, 34-27.
Did you expect that game with Niles to be that much of a shootout between the two teams?
It's probably Sturgis' biggest downfall this year is their defense, and sounds like Stewart's got a little bit going tonight, and Niles not at the top of their game either way.
Quick look at how the underclassmen teams did last night up Portage Northern.
We'll do that
after the 2nd-and-9 play. Snap and the handoff to the 30-yard line. Spilled at the 32 is Preston Simon.
Good job, Chris Vandenhout, coming up from that safety position.
Anyway, in the JV game up at Portage Northern, technically they played it at Portage Central's McCamley Field. The JV Huskies beat the JV Cardinals 46-14. The freshman game was played to a 14-14 tie. No provision for overtime in underclassmen games. So there you go. Okay, big play for the Cardinal defense coming up. 3rd-and-5 Huskies from their 32.
Huge play for the defense right here.
Tyrion, fake the handoff. He's rolling to the right. Long throw. He's got a guy wide open, and that guy was overthrown, Darren Snow.
Well, the Cardinals are going to get that ball back. Got another update here as Bronson just took the lead, 18-14.
Probably their first lead of the game there. Guessing that's midway through the fourth quarter out of Charles Hilton Field. Out comes Portage Northern's punting unit with Chris Vandenhout and Luke Stempien back deep.
That 18-14 lead of Bronson is with 6:40 to go in the ballgame.
Yes, as I thought. Luke Stempien catches at the 30. How about another big run for him to the 40 to midfield? A lot of seams going through. It's brought down at about the 49-yard line after the Huskies caught up to him.
Another good return for Mr. Stempien. And the Cardinals are going to have to score a little quicker than they would have if they would have been able to kick that extra point. Right now, 6:48 to go, and Portage Northern just kind of hanging on. 9-point lead. Cardinals can't afford to let this clock get too far away from them.
It's currently stopped with 6:48 left in the fourth quarter. The Cardinals trailing by 9, 22-13. Stempien going back to pass, and it is caught at the 35-yard line. Luke Stempien, first catch of the season for Luke.
First down for the Cardinals, a huge first down there.
I remember last season, Luke Stempien was Ryan Hadley's favorite receiver, pretty much the only receiver from the Cardinal passing game until Luke went down with a knee injury during the fifth game of the season. The Cardinals in hurry-up mode, first and 10 from the Husky 34-yard line. Luke Beck Hewson under center. And off going up the middle to Bryant Garrett, plunges for 4.
Again, Cardinals trying to get that hurry up going.
Pick up the 3, second down.
We see the coaches on the sideline holding up ACC and 11, or at least that's what we see. They may be seeing something different on the other side. 3-yard gain for Garrett, second and 7. Garrett gets the ball again, running right side, and he will get out of bounds.
And I believe he's close to a first down.
Yep, right about the 25-yard line is where he ran out of bounds. They put the ball down at the 24. They should be moving the chains.
I think they are now.
It's another Coldwater first down.
Actually just got another update.
This is from Sturgis Niles.
Niles just came back and scored again. Sturgis 34, Niles 33. 2:28 to go in the third.
Wow. First and 10, Coldwater from the Husky 23-yard line. Luke Beck Hewson under center.
Oh, no.
Cooper Murphy receives a handoff. There is a lot of confusion on the line of scrimmage. Slow developing play, and Cooper Murphy with a loss.
Loss of about 5 there. Going to bring up a second and 15 for the Cardinals. I think that was some kind of a counter or reverse play, and just too many people running too many different directions there, kind of ran into each other.
Second and 15 from the 28-yard line. Beck Hewson faking the handoff. He's keeping the ball himself. He's pushed from behind at the 26-yard line. That's
Preston Simon.
Wow.
The big linebacker.
Cardinals burn their first time out of the half with 5:07 left in the fourth quarter. They trail by 9, 22-13. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Boy, this game sure got interesting in the second half, didn't it, Quinn?
It did. Cardinals come out after halftime, pretty much stuck to their game plan of running the ball, and they've done a pretty good job against this supposedly great Northern defense. Cardinals got to come up with a couple, a big play here, get themselves in position that they can go for it on fourth down.
Coming out of the Coldwater timeout, third and 13 from the 26 of the Huskies, trailing 22-13, 5:07 left.
Nothing.
I think there might have been some confusion on the handoff from Luke Beckhusen to, was that Garrett again?
Yeah, it was Garrett, yes. Quick hitter off the right guard there, and he didn't get it. In fact, he maybe got three, but at the most. But fourth down here. And we're going to see something we haven't seen much of off the Cardinals.
A field goal attempt.
Blaze Watson, a 42-yard field goal.
Wow. Colin Warwick will hold the snap on the right hash mark at the 32.
Good hold. Oh,
and it's blocked. He just
never got it up.
Think of Husky might have gotten a paw on it, too, in the process. So the Huskies will take over on downs, leading 22-13 with 4:21 left. Got a scoring update as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard. A final in the game between Battle Creek, Lakeview, and Benton Harbor. Spartans 50, Tigers nothing.
Ooh.
So in the two games so far, the Tigers of Benton Harbor have yet to score. Remember, boy, they lost to Battle Creek Central last week 15-0.
That's just hard to believe with the athletes that come out of Benton Harbor.
They'd rather play basketball, evidently.
Well, I know, but I'm sure they should have some good football athletes, too. But now you're just going to see Portage Northern. They're just going to pound it at the Cardinals and see what happens. Handoff after handoff.
I was going to say Tarion was under center this time around. Preston Simon trying to hit the left side of the line and not finding much.
Tackled by Tyler Rankin and Darren Bradley.
Rankin and Bradley in on the tackles. We do want to mention that Lakeview-Benton Harbor score, Lakeview 50, the Harbor nothing, was played at Benton Harbor's Philstrip Field. So a happy yet long bus trip back for the Lakeview coaching staff and the players.
Lakeview moves to 2-0 on the air.
They shut out Niles last week 28-0. Here comes Simon up near the 40, the 35-yard line. He's brought down at 34. That's going to be good enough for a Husky first down. The clock will continue to move with 3:34 left once they set down the chains.
Cardinals trying to strip the ball and get a fumble there.
Again, the previous two games in this series, the Huskies beat the Cardinals in 2001, 44-32, 42-13 in 2002. Here the current score is 22-13. So kudos to the Cardinal defense for holding them certainly under 30. Delay handoff by Tarion to Preston Simon gets past the 35 to the 36.
Nice hit there by Joel Jepson.
Official timeout, another Husky player down on the turf. Out comes their trainer, Catherine Newman.
Boy,
that's why this game has slowed down to a crawl. All the injury timeouts and cramps that we've had to stretch out, particularly and surprisingly so among the Portage Northern side.
Well, it just kind of surprises me. Usually you get those on hot, humid nights more than you do on nights like this.
And that hasn't really been a problem for the Coldwater players. I don't think they've had to have a cramp stretched out. We got Gary Baker from the Daily Reporter sending me a message: kids don't hydrate like they should.
Well, that's...
Is he still down here trackside at Cardinal Field? I think he might have left for either Bronson or Quincy.
I think he went to Quincy.
Or the Orioles had a lead, the last report that we had on the WTVB scoreboard, and I'm hoping that our correspondent, Angela Newsbaum, will give us a final score.
.303 to go in this ball game. Cardinals down 9 as Portage Northern Huskies just try and run this clock out.
Oh, how about this third quarter score? Got this from our correspondent in Quincy, Angela Nussbaum. Quincy 42, Concord 12.
Good job by the Quincy team tonight.
And Gary Baker just told us that he's back in the reporter offices on Pearl Street, getting the story of this game together and getting the final summary from you and I. Of course, he's also got to get a report together on the Quincy Concord game. Again, the Orioles leading the Yellow Jackets 42-12 after three. And the last score we had from the Bronson-Onstead game, Bronson having taken the lead midway through the fourth quarter, 18-14 over the Onstead Wildcats.
Number 15,
Brent Watts being held to the sideline again. And the last score we had out at Homer, the Trojans leading Union City 42-7.
Well, the Cardinals' only chance here is maybe get a strip of the ball. And
they still have to score twice in order to get the W.
Yeah, true, but they got to get the ball back first. So. Portage Northern just going to keep it on the ground. Run that play clock down.
Second and seven. It's Preston Simon hitting the right side of the line. Couple of spin moves at around the 38-yard line. He pushes the pile forward to the 40.
It'll bring a third down in about three.
That may well be the one of the more impressive of Simon's runs of the night, the pure power of that run.
Cardinals call timeout.
We'll keep it here with 2:29 left to play in the fourth quarter, 22-13. The Cardinals down nine as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard. Late in the fourth quarter, the game that's on our sister station, 1660 The Fan, between Schoolcraft and Constantine. The Eagles lead the Falcons late in the fourth quarter, 37-28. I'm wondering if we have an update pending on the Bronson-Onstead game out at Charles Holton Field. It looks like we're having something written down.
Bronson, 2 minutes to go. Bronson ahead, 18-14.
Hanging on to the lead. Hopefully we can notch that up as a W for the Bronson Vikings right on the hands of the lick that Quincy laid on them last week.
Yeah, Quincy off to a...
They're well on their way to a 2-0 start.
2-0 start over there.
Hoping to make some noise in the Big 8 race where probably one of the key games that fans of the Big 8 were talking about going on at Jonesville between the Comets and the Springport Spartans. Athens at Reading, that should be an easy W for the Rangers, but again, that's why they play the games, I guess.
And you never know, year to year, but Reading with a perennial good team over there.
They don't rebuild, they reload. Is that what they say?
Much like Mendon?
Oh, absolutely. Now, Mendon, they were playing at Cassopolis tonight. Hand off, Preston Simon, nothing!
Cardinals held them. Coach Scarfire calling another timeout.
Joel Jepson and Levi Wilson.
See, would that be their last timeout? Sure is their last timeout.
Yes, it is.
Coming to 2:24 left in the fourth quarter.
Coach Scarfire saw something out there on the field that he wasn't happy with as far as the way that Portage Northern Huskies were lining up, and he wanted a penalty there, but didn't get it.
But still, with 2:24 left and the Cardinals trailing by nine, needing two scores to get the W, they might not get the W, but they'll come oh so close tonight, especially with the second half effort that they showed.
Well, a tremendous, you know, some nice adjustments at halftime. Especially in the blocking schemes all across the offensive line. And again, defense against the run tonight were very tough. Blake Therrien with some great passing, especially in the first half tonight. Well, I'm going to go back and We need one of those 70-yard Stempion returns here. I got a feeling they're going to try and kick it away from him, though.
Here comes the snap, yep, and a low line drive punt. It takes a bounce at the 45. Stempion does let it go, and the Huskies will down it at about the 17-yard line of the Cardinals.
Ball is down by number 20.
Well, the Cardinals got 2:13. They get two scores here, so they got to get this first one in a hurry. Then go for the onside kick, and hopefully it works.
We'll see what their two-minute drill offense can generate here.
Well, typically we're not a big play offense, and that's going to be tough for us to score from, 82 yards.
That 67-yard pass play last week from Beck Husen to Cooper Murphy, notwithstanding.
Yeah.
Full house backfield. Beck Husen under center. He does roll back to pass. He's looking to the right. He finds an open receiver, and it was almost picked off by the Huskies, but the guy that attempted the pick, Ben Powers, drops it. I think that was Luke Stempion, the intended receiver, at around the 30.
Actually, it was number 80. I'm looking for my...
Sawyer Murphy,
and thing Sawyer's got to do in that position, he's got to go back and catch a ball. That was a good pass. He just stood there and waited for it and let the defensive guy knock it away from him. Get your hands out there and go back and catch it.
Clock stopped with 2:08 left in the fourth quarter. Second and 10 coming up for the Cards. Beck Husen under center with a full house backfield behind him. Run up the middle, diving to the 27-yard line is Bryant Garrett.
Tackled by Simon.
Just short of the first down.
Third down.
Our man for the Huskies, Preston Simon, in on the tackle from his linebacker position. Third and about 1.5, a great gain of 9 for Bryant Garrett. Clock moving, minute 40 left. Hand off, left side of the line. I don't think the Cardinals got the first down.
Yeah, they did. They got just... barely got the first down there, Sean. That'll stop the clock here. 1:36 to go.
Tackle by Lavis. And Powers. Another first down.
Clock starts. Cardinals need to be right up there at that line when that umpire starts that clock.
Minute 24 and counting left in the game. First and 10 from the 29.
Oh, he's
Beck Husen is going to be sacked at the 22. Portage Northern's Ben Powers. I think that's his second sack of the game.
I believe you're right.
Ben Powers.
Again, that Northern defense is great at tackling behind that line of scrimmage with a big sack there. Got a final over from Bronson. Bronson wins that ball game 18-14.
Congratulations to the Bronson Vikings and their first-year head coach.
Oh.
Cooper Murphy, I don't know what he was hearing, but he moved well before the ball was snapped.
Well, Cooper, a little quick that time. Five-yard penalty.
Second down.
At this point, that really doesn't matter, other than the clock starts again.
42 seconds and counting left to play in the game. Second and 22 now following the sack and the procedure penalty. Luke Beck Husen. Oh, Cooper Murphy came up with the ball, bounced out of the pile, and got it back near the 20.
Cardinals might have time for one more play if they hurry.
You think Luke Beck Husen's capable of a Hail Mary pass?
I think he's capable, yeah, but that wouldn't do us much good here.
7 seconds left to play. Will the Cardinals get the playoff in time?
I'm not sure.
2 seconds, 1 second. Nope. That's it. They get the snap off. The flag
That's
is
it.
Flown.
The ball game's over.
Flag on the play.
I'll see the dispensation of the penalty.
End of the game.
Wave the flag off. That's
the
end
game.
Of the game. Final score, the Portage Northern Huskies 22 and the Coldwater Cardinals 13.
22, Coldwater 13.
Back with the postgame wrap after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You have your pick of places when you eat out, so why would you pick Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater? There are so many reasons. For example, when you stop by Sunday through Wednesday, you get a free appetizer with the purchase of any two entrees. Plus, kids eat free with the purchase of two entrees on those same days. Then there are weekly specials like grilled tenderloin tip kebabs, classic Caesar salad, herb-crusted chicken, and more. You can even eat out on the patio at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on U.S. 12, serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 on Fridays and Saturdays.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
For over 20 years, Nottawa Gas Company has been a locally owned family business where your comfort is their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottawa Gas offers convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season, or sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottawa Gas in Tekontcha at 517-767-3502 or visit them online at nottawagas.com.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Turn your old vehicle into cold, hard cash. OmniSource in Coldwater will pay you cash for your scrap vehicle, whether it's running or not. No matter what condition it's in, foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. Bring it in yourself or OmniSource will come pick it up and pay you on the spot. OmniSource will pay you cash for your old sheet metal, appliances, cast iron, heavy melt, aluminum, and even your old automotive battery. Clean out the shed, the garage, or the basement. OmniSource will pay you on the spot for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metal. And now OmniSource will pay you top dollar in cash for your old car, truck, or SUV, no matter what condition it's in.
This is Renee. We pay cash for your old vehicle or scrap metal at OmniSource in Coldwater. Some restrictions apply. See us for details at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass. Weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at OmniSource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sean Watson, Quinn Berry back here at Cardinal Field as we check out the WTVB scoreboard around the area. Sturgis hung on to get the 34-33 win over the Niles Vikings.
Good win there. Sturgis back on the winning side of the ledger in a game that it was a little closer, I think, than I expected.
I understand.
Sturgis struggling on the defensive side of the ball, I can tell you that.
And I understand what Niles is trying to do and try and make their offense a little bit more explosive. Of course, they were shut out last week against Lakeview. And Lakeview posted their second consecutive shutout, winning 50-0 against Benton Harbor.
They haven't really been tested yet, though, so we'll see what happens when Lakeview gets tested here as the season goes on.
With 2:29 left to play in the fourth quarter, Stevensville Lakeshore now leading Gull Lake 52-27.
I do have a final from the Homer Union City game. Homer went on to win that in a big fashion tonight, 49-7 over the Chargers.
It was, if I remember correct, yep, it was a 42-7 lead for Homer at halftime.
So, big first half for the Homer Trojans tonight.
49-7, the final score out at Homer. Last score we had from the Quincy Concord game, the Orioles were on top of the Yellow Jackets.
Quincy looking to go 2-0 on this young season?
Absolutely. The last score we have from that game was at the end of the third quarter, 42-12, a 30-point lead for the Orioles. Here at Cardinal Field, a very interesting end of the game, although the Cardinals came up on the short end of the stick. 22-13 was the final score here.
I thought it was, you know, Cardinals came out, had a couple of, I think they got surprised. I think the coaching staff got a little surprised there in the first half with the number of times that the Portage Northern Huskies threw the ball. And their quarterback, Therrien, threw the ball extremely well with some real nice passes. Put him on the board with three scores there in that first half. The Cardinals came out. Did a nice job of sticking to their game plan there, though, in the third quarter, and got themselves right back in this ball game. And a couple of nice, a real big punt return by Luke Stempien. And then Cardinals scored again in that midway through that fourth quarter, and really played some real solid football throughout the night, but especially on both sides of the ball in the second half. But I'll tell you what, you know, we gave the McDonald's player of the game a week ago to that interior line on the defensive side of the ball, and they did another outstanding job against the run tonight. So
it's almost as if you're lobbying for them again this week.
No, I got somebody else in the mind for tonight, Sean, but another nice job with that interior line on both sides of the ball, both that offensive and defensive, and those young men should be proud of the way they're playing right now. And they keep playing like that, and there's some wins in it down the road.
So let's give you the scoring summary. The Portage Northern Huskies scored first with 7:25 left in the first quarter. A five-play, 55-yard drive taking 2 minutes and 25 seconds. The scoring play was a 40-yard touchdown pass from Blake Therrien to Darren Snow. The point after went wide left, 6-0 Huskies. That was your score after one. Huskies scored again with 4:45 left in the second quarter. A 7-play, 58-yard drive taking 3:45. The scoring play was a 15-yard touchdown pass, Blake Therrien to Preston Simon. Point after was good, 13-0 Huskies. The Huskies scored on a safety. The Cardinals were forced to punt. The punt went through Colin Warwick's hands, and he inadvertently kicks the ball through the Coldwater end zone, resulting in a safety and a 15-0 score for the Huskies with a minute left in the half. Final scoring play for the Huskies in the first half came with 28.5 seconds left to go in the frame. Right after the Huskies got the ball back on the free kick, they needed 31 seconds and 4 plays, went 63 yards. Touchdown pass from Blake Therrien to Brent Watts. Extra point was good, 22-0. That's your score at the half. Again, give credit to the Cardinal defense for pitching the shutout in the second half, because the Cardinals got both scores of the second half. 9-play, 62-yard drive, taking 4:57. Ending right at the end of the third quarter, 8-yard option pitch from Beck Hughes into Cooper Murphy. The extra point by Blaze Watson was good, making it 22-7. And then with 8:24 left to play, a 4-play, 21-yard drive with a minute 11 left set up by a terrific punt return by Luke Stempien. Bryant Garrett with a 1-yard touchdown run. The point after was no good. Cardinals' attempts to try and get the ball back fell a little bit short, and that's your scoring. Final stats provided by our statistician, Brady Duke. The Cardinals had 11 first downs, Portage Northern 9. The Cardinals, 55 plays on the ground for 147 yards. The Huskies, 24 plays, 78 yards on the ground. 17 yards passing only for the Cardinals compared to 196 for the Huskies. The Huskies averaged 7 yards per play. The Cardinals 2.7. Cardinals penalized only once for 5 yards. The Huskies 6 times for 50 yards on third downs. The Cardinals were 4 out of 13. The Huskies 2 out of 9 on fourth down conversions. 0 for 2 for the Cards. 1 of 1 for the Huskies. Time of possession heavily favoring the Cardinals. 26:54 for the Cards. 16:06 for the Huskies. Turnovers, the Cardinals had three fumbles, one of them lost. The Huskies had two fumbles, two of them lost. Cooper Murphy, 25 carries for 69 yards. Bryant Garrett, 15 carries for 62 yards. Luke Beckhusen, 9 carries for 27 yards. He was 1 for 3 passing for 17 yards. That catch made by Luke Stempien. Meanwhile, Preston Simon finished the game 17 attempts on the ground for 60 yards. Blake Therrien, 7 of 14 passing for 196 yards. Looking down the list, Snow had 3 of those catches for 123 yards and a score. Watts, 2 for 52 and a score. And Simon in one 15-yard reception. On the defense, Zach DeMeester had 6 tackles, as did Randy Brown, who got some time in on the defense. For the Huskies, Cummings with 12 tackles, Erich with 10, Powers and Mills each with a sack apiece.
Well, I tell you, as you look at those numbers, the Cardinals won a lot of those categories on there. As you look at the numbers, the two they lost was the final score and the passing yards. And as you mentioned, 196 passing yards for the Huskies, but 190 of those came in the first half tonight, Sean, and that was the difference in the ball game, getting down 22 to nothing. The kicking game hurt the Cardinals tonight with the safety after the center hiked the ball over Colin Mort's head, and he had to make a decision. I'm not going to sit here. I'll tell you what, he probably made the right decision at the time. It didn't turn out that way, but the young man probably did the right thing in kicking it out of the end zone instead of, you know, getting tackled right there by the goal line. We did have a chance there, missed extra point, and also a missed field goal, which would have been unbelievable. I think it was a 40-some-yard field goal mm-hmm. that Blaze Watson was going to attempt. Didn't quite work out for him, so... overall, you know, you get tired of saying this, but we played pretty solid. We just didn't get the W, and the kids have got to learn to win, and that's the next step in this this whole process that Coach Scorefire's got going with his coaches, and they'll get there. They'll get there. Those coaches are a fine group, and they'll get those young men there, and so. Just hang on, folks. We'll get some wins down the line.
We revisit the WTVB scoreboard before we dole out our McDonald's player of the game honors. It's a final out at Schoolcraft. The Eagles beat Constantine 37-28.
Nice win there. And probably a real fine ball game to watch over there tonight. Two fine teams, two fine programs.
Another final score from the SMAC. Stevensville Lakeshore beats Gull Lake 51-27. And hopefully before we sign off, we'll be able to give you a final score of the Harper Creek St. Joe game. Things are getting mighty interesting out at the home of the Beavers. Gary Baker also reminding us when we talked about the 49-7 score that Homer posted against Union City. He reminded us that last year it was Union City that had their way with Homer 51-14. So a bit of revenge on the part of the Homer Trojans.
Yeah, as the Chargers open up 0-2, and you don't see that too often out of that program.
I was going to say, I think they graduated quite a bit
yeah,
of talent
they did,
from that team.
Yeah, they did, and I'm sure they're in a little bit of a rebuilding and retooling process over there.
We'll take this one last break for McDonald's of Branch County and Namert player of the game after this.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Our McDonald's player of the game, Luke Stempien, looked awful good offensively, defensively, and on special teams tonight.
He sure did. A beautiful couple of nice punt returns for Luke tonight. I thought, you know, he caught a pass on the offensive side, and I thought he was real strong all night from that safety position. Made a couple of very nice tackles and was in on quite a few others, and also knocked down a couple of passes. So I believe we'll go with Luke Stempien tonight, our McDonald's player of the game.
We did get an update from Brady Duke. Luke Stempien has been credited with four tackles on defense.
Well, those are, and that doesn't even include the ones he helped on. So nice job by Mr. Stempien tonight.
In addition to his 117-yard catch and those terrific punt returns, overall, Luke Stempien, our McDonald's player of the game. It's a final out at Harper Creek, a defensive stand, and St. Joe held on to beat Harper Creek 14-9.
Well, that bodes good for the Cardinals, as Harper Creek, we get them a little later in the year, but the Cardinals hung right with St. Joe, and St. Joe beat Harper, so we'll see what happens. Cardinals are only going to get better.
Well, coming up next week, it's the Coldwater Cardinals hosting the Battle Creek Central Bearcats for the SMAC East opener. They got the 15-0 shutout win against Benton Harbor last week, and believe it or not, I don't have a score from the Battle Creek Central Kalamazoo Central game.
Well, let's we'll have to pick that one up in the morning.
Coming up sports-wise here on WTVB, we got one last race before the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup begins, and it's taking place tomorrow at Richmond International Raceway, the Federated Auto Parts 400. Motor Racing Network coverage getting underway at 6:30 tomorrow night. The Detroit Lions open up the NFL season on Sunday, hosting the Minnesota Twins. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff from Ford Field. Coverage from the Lions Network getting underway at 12 noon. And once again, the Cardinals hosting at Battle Creek Central next Friday. Al Rackesee will join me, Mike Side, beginning at 6:30 on Friday night, as I think you're going on your annual South Carolina vacation.
Yes, we are. So we'll be gone for a couple weeks. So
And again, it's a perfect time as any to remind our listeners that if you're not within the range of our AM 1590 or FM 95.5 signals, you can listen to our live high school sports broadcasts around the world at WTVBAM.com. Just look for the local sports live link. And we did get notification that the Battle Creek Central Bearcats will come into Cardinal Field with a 1-1 record. That's because the Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants beat the Bearcats 23-7 in the annual renewal of the oldest high school football rivalry west of the Alleghenies.
And well, the Cardinals, and I wasn't there for that first game, Sean.
So the Cardinals 0-2, Battle Creek Central 1-1. We'll see what happens next week back here at Cardinal Field. That's a story from the home of the Cardinals for Mike Spencer, the Zen Master, back at the WTVB studio. For my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson, signing off from Coldwater High School's Cardinal Field. The final score, once again, the Portage Northern Huskies 22 and the Coldwater Cardinals 13. Until next Friday, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Auto and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
My mother's advice? Write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
As a man who's lived a while, I feel obligated to share wisdom. Fellas, don't call cute girls dude. I've heard you do it. And make sure to try McDonald's 20-piece chicken McNuggets for just $4.99. They're tender, crispy, delicious, and numbers that encourage sharing. Maybe with that girl you used to call dude. 20-piece chicken McNuggets, just $4.99. Now there's more tender, dippable chicken to love. Price and participation may vary.